Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay. So now, Praman, the sources of that valid knowledge. So that would mean they're dealing from Hans and from Mays. Okay. Praman is that through which or by which the Prama, valid knowledge, is received. It is the last of Nyaya's philosophical divisions to be discussed. There are four distinct fountains of correct knowledge. These four pramanas are perception, pratyaksha, inference, anuman, comparison, upamana, and testimony, shabda. Before discussing these sources of knowledge, the nature or definition of knowledge should first be examined. And the method for distinguishing correct knowledge from false knowledge should be determined. Right, so here, prama, your valid knowledge, that's what they're trying to get to. So pramana is then, or pramana, is something that through which the knowledge can actually come, right, as a medium. Understand the principle? So it's just like you want knowledge, there's a medium through which it comes. Right? Just like relationship, then it comes through mediums. Right? Everything is coming through a medium. Right? There's the what you're looking for, and then there's the form of it. So these four are the forms through which knowledge is obtained. Right? Does that make sense? Same kind of principle. Is that if you're looking for anything, then it comes through something. Does that make sense? So in Nyaya philosophy, knowledge is divided into two major categories: anubhava, experiential knowledge, and smriti, memory. Experiential knowledge is received through the four pramanas mentioned above: perception, inference, comparison, and testimony. The second kind of knowledge, that which is based on memory, is derived from the storehouse of one's own mind, but ultimately these memories also depend on experiential knowledge, because no one can remember something that he has not experienced. Okay. Okay, in other words, there's the knowledge that one is gaining, then there's the knowledge that has been gained before. Right? So then that means that I'm dealing with knowledge now, but I will also be using knowledge that I've understood in the past. Does that make sense? Because it's not that you're just dealing with now, but you're comparing what's now to the past. You know, so you're working on that or building on that. So then they divide that into two. Right? That which you remember, and because what you remember is what you've experienced. And then now you work on something and what you'll experience. Does that make sense? During the process of remembering, a memory is called up from its storehouse and is then received as knowledge of an object. These two major categories of knowledge can be divided into two parts, valid and invalid. In the language of Nyaya philosophy, valid experiential knowledge is called prama, and non-valid experiential knowledge is called aprama. Right? In other words, what knowledge you're gaining now, whatever is actually good, you know, solid knowledge according to their definition, that's prama, right? And that's then gained through the praman, right? And then that which is not valid is aprama, right? So it's going to be the same in the mind. What you remember, it may be valid or it may not be, because of an experience sometimes, and you think something. You saw something in the dark, it was very big, it was very this and that. You know, someone else goes over and looks, and it was a frog, right? You know what I'm saying? So in your own mind, an experience was gained, but the knowledge gained from it may be valid or not. Right? Does that make sense? In other words, experience is there, but the point is whether that experience is valid or not. Is it based on actual facts according to their method? Right? This may also, we see, may become the weakness. The experiential is important, we see, even though this is a body of logic. So experiential means that which has been experienced. So they're still dependent upon the mind. Right? So even though it's a system based on pure logic, still the mind has to be considered. Right? Prama can be received through perception, inference, comparison, and testimony. Therefore, there are four types of valid knowledge based on these four means. Aprama is divided into doubt, shamshaya, faulty cognition, brahma, or viparyaya, and hypothetical argument, tarka. Okay, it means what is not, how you say? So, as soon as the fan goes off, you guys split? Is that how it works? Oh, I see. I thought you guys just go upstairs or something. Sit on the roof, catch some good wind or something. Okay, so that means valid knowledge means what you're experiencing right now, or what is from memory that's valid is gained through, you know, this, perception, inference, comparison, and authority. Right? Yes.
Yeah, because what you're experiencing now, even if, like you say, it's a frog, at the time you experience it to be something big and scary, at that point it's valid to you because you haven't realized it's a frog yet.
Yes. You realize it's valid, you know, so it'll go into there, but it may not be valid.
Yeah. So like that. So,
because here's where you see the logic, because then they go back to what's the fact, not what has been. So ultimately, even though the experience is there, we have to see it as it becomes unraveled here, is how much more important is the experience over the logic itself. Right, because the experience is what you feel, what is important to you. But then, how much of that actually is what they're based on, and how much of it is supposed to be logic? So, then that.